Welcome back to Redcar Racecourse, where I'm delighted now to be joined by the winning jockey of the 2017 Tote-Pull two-year-old trophy, the big race of the day here, run over six furlongs. That winning jockey is Barry McHugh, who steered the 4-1 favourite to victory at Dark Anna. Barry, many congratulations. Got the job done here this afternoon.
Yeah, it was very straightforward today. You know, obviously coming off a run last week at Newmarket, I was very confident coming into the race, but things went so straightforward to plan. She was very uncomplicated. They travelled. She picked up when I asked her and put the race to bed and was count the cash signs.
you've rode her numerous times over the season. Am I right to say you won on her at Haydock, which she won a few months back?
Yeah, we thought a lot of her like before she ran at Doncaster that year, and she just run a bit keen and never really got home. Then she run at Windsor and done the same, but she never really liked being around other horses, if that makes sense. But then I got on her at Haydock, lucky enough, and she just got a bump at the start, and I was able to ride a race there, and she really come home and won well that day. So that was the start of her learning how to race, and it was the making of her, really.
The horse who finished second was Flying Sparkle. It was actually flying in the closing stages. Yeah. Did you get a bit worried at all when you saw Hayley Turner coming on at Flying Sparkle?
Yeah, to be fair, I heard her coming, but my little filly just went again, dug deep, and She was never for getting caught today. She's so tough, and I did hear her coming, but I was never worried.
You've had a fantastic season. You won the Weatherby Super Sprint a couple of months ago at Newbury on Bengali. How does this victory compare to winning the Super Sprint this year?
I mean, your first one's always the best one. It was a real great day at Newbury, but to come near a local track in Redcar is one of the best tracks we've got, and it makes up for all the long days and the bad days you have. So to have two big days like this in one season is unbelievable.
And Richard Farhey's never won the two-year-old trophy before. This afternoon, he had eight runners in the field. To say that you've won the two-year-old trophy for your boss, Richard Farhey, how does that feel?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I'm glad he's won. But he would have been a bad trainer if he hadn't had a winner today. But lucky enough, the owners, Richard, they've stuck by me with a filly, and you know, and in a big yard where, like, you know, there's stable jockeys in front of you, I would just fair play to them for leaving me on her, and I really appreciate that.
Well, Barry, many congratulations on your victory. Thank you for talking to us here on Radio Yorkshire, and I hope this fantastic season of yours continues.
Anytime at all. Thank you.